Hi, my name is Dr. Odie Ahe. I'm one of the co-program directors at Health Volunteers Overseas and based at Ho Chi Minh City. I'm sitting here with Dr. Chung, who used to be the director of anesthesia here at Hospital of Traumatology and Orthopedics and is retired but is still a consulting anesthesiologist. And I'm also sitting here with Dr. Nan, who is an active practicing anesthesiologist and affiliated with with the Hospital of Traumatology and Orthopedics, and he is actually the official liaison for the volunteers that come through this hospital to work in the anesthesia department here. So I think this is a perfect opportunity to orient and have you hear from them directly about what this hospital is about, what are the expectations, what are certain perspectives that they hold when the volunteers come. So I'll start with Dr. Chung and ask him about pretty much just this hospital, just to kind of give us an introduction of the hospital.
Okay, thank you. I would like to have a brief introduction of our hospital, from where we are, and what we are doing now. Indeed, we are two separate countries. In 1975, become one country. And formerly, we are a private Chinese clinic, just dealing with a small number of people, dealing with everything with general surgery. But from 1975, it became a public hospital, at first also a general hospital, but later on, since the 80s, early 80s, we become a specific hospital dealing with only bone and joint and burn at first. Later, we instead of burn, we take care of microsurgery. And now, until now, we deal with bone and joint and microsurgery program, which involve people, patients. So we are, normally we are just surgical hospital. We deal with surgery, but people cannot come only for surgery. They have a combined problem, medical problem. So we have to deal as we have only either surgeon or anesthetist here. Anything other than surgery will be ours. And even something involved the surgery, the trauma itself, we have to interfere with that too, because they are so specific that they only deal with either the limbs or the spine, anything. They don't take care of the other. We act a little bit like in US, you have a kind of doctor called hospitalist. We are acting a bit like that, and also trauma specialist, and we do anything other than a surgeon. That's why that is our task.
So in other words, you would like to say that you not only want volunteers coming in with the prospect of teaching about what happens intraoperatively within the OR, you also expect to potentially learn about preoperative management and postoperative management with trauma, as well as intensive care unit level patients, right?
Okay, yeah, that's correct. We want also to learn how you deal with pre-hospital care and the first few days of, and we are the end reference of a few things that we think we have a lot to learn also. Spine trauma, specifically the cervical spine trauma, there are a lot of debate until now. We can't resolve when to come to operate, when, how we deal with them, what is the spinal shock, what is the, a lot of dysfunction of the autonomic the system, things like that. And also microsurgery,
the replantation
and the problem, and the use of medication, a lot of things like that. That is what we are. And for sure, we deal with bone and joint, so regional anesthesia are a must for us. And though we handle a bit of different techniques, but we still learn for a lot of things. For example, the spine, we are nearly zero, I think. And nearby the spine, like paravertebral block or erector spinae, plane block, those are things that we never that we are willing, really, willing to learn. If anybody can share the experience, it will be a very, very good.
So in summary, you want to learn more about erector spinae blocks, you want to learn about paravertebral blocks, you're currently using ultrasounds to do upper limb and lower limb regional blockade as well too. That's correct. So what would you say the hospital, or at least just within your department, how many ORs do you have in general?
Our hospital, always in the... We are growing. We are on the way. We try to build up a new hospital. But for the time being, we are here from the old Chinese private clinic. In terms of surface, very small, but we have to deal. Then we are on the way to grow up. But for now, we have two separate parts, or even three separate parts, with the main part is upstairs. We have a 9 room just for selective cases, means that should be normally aseptic selective cases. And we divide in different room dedicated for each department. And the department in our hospital are divided in are divided into different part of the limbs, because we have upper limb service, we have lower limb service, dealing with only upper limb, dealing with lower limb, for pediatric, for spine, microsurgery, like that. And every room are dedicated for each department. And downstairs, we have a 3 room dedicated just for emergency. Day and night, 24/24, they deal with only emergency. They can deal with anything. Normally, we don't do spine in the emergency, exceptionally only. And 2 other rooms are for septic cases, selective septic cases. And the third part is a newly built 2 rooms just for 24/24. Private, and normally it is a private on-demand, what we call, consider on-demand surgery. People who come and they want to be operated by a specific surgeon and a specific time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chung. So Dr. Nan, how many anesthesiologists and nurse anesthetists do you have here in this hospital?
In hospital?
In this department, yeah?
No, all but 30.
Over 30. Of those, how many are faculty anesthesiologists here?
13 anesthesiologists and about more than 20 nurse anesthetists.
Okay, so 13 anesthesiologists, over 20 nurse anesthetists, and then in terms of expectations when the volunteers come, so what are the main things that you're looking for when they come and come up with their presentations? Can you give us an idea of what they should expect when they come?
Actually, because I'm younger than Dr. Chung, so that's why I have these years for general anesthesia experience. I've changed my hospital. I'm here from 2013, so this means I have more, not much experience about orthopedic. But with me, we need more information about the pre-op, mm-hmm. para-op, and post-op, especially in the pain management, mm-hmm. and how we can control the patient in pre-op. For the nurse anesthetic, I think because normally we practice, we do a lot of operation, so that means we don't have enough time for reading, mm-hmm. for more information. So that's why I think HVO, a volunteer of HVO, when you come here, is very useful and very necessary, because you come here and you can give us more information and new knowledge.
Yeah. So new knowledge about not only preoperative, postoperative management, but also pain management, which is something
exactly. Made me remind, anybody.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is the perspective of the volunteers when they come. So can you talk about some of the cultural differences that the volunteers can
experience? Our culture, yes. You know, we are Vietnamese normally. The language, the foreign language, is very normally we are very shy, yeah, when we contact with the foreigner, especially when you come here, you speak just English. Maybe our colleagues, they can understand, but maybe we are far shy, so that's why very difficult to make communication. So the firstly, they will be shy. And secondly, maybe they our culture like that, when we are student, when we are student, we always follow the teacher instinct. Our teacher, maybe there are some mistake, and we know the mistake of teacher, but we know to talk about that mistake. You understand what I mean? So this means we, so that's why we always keep in our mind the teacher is perfect. So this means we always be controlled with all the people.
Yes,
so maybe you can hear something about your volunteer when they come here. They will give you the feedback. When they talk, we don't have any feedback. No, it's not. You know, because our culture like that, you talk, we will let you talk. But the firstly, I think they always think you come here is very useful and necessary because your knowledge, your information normally are new for us. Okay? So we always welcome. Yeah.
Thank you so much. So basically it sounds like for the volunteers, they kind of need to be aware of the fact that everyone here is really eager to learn, but there can sometimes be a little bit of shyness that plays.
Yeah,
in.
Exactly.
So that may kind of feel like they're not asking a lot of questions, but it's really, they have to kind of get over that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that from within the, at least within the culture here, within the teaching culture here in Vietnam, you are naturally supposed to let the teacher do all the talking, and you, even if they make a mistake, you usually don't question them in an open setting. So it's not upon the culture to ask or answer questions in a public setting, and it takes a little bit to kind of overcome that barrier to try to learn a little bit more about what the volunteer may be presenting.
Yeah, the point important like that when so that's why I change a lot of things before. Because, for example, your volunteer will present some topic. It's new for us. And randomly, this means when I participate in the class, but I don't prepare. I don't know exactly the topic. I don't prepare anything. So that's why when you talk, this is new for me. And depending on our experience. You understand me?
Exactly.
So that's why maybe in that time we don't have question because we didn't repair. We didn't repair your topic. So that's why I change a little bit. You will talk the topic depending on our order. And I will present, I will tone our colleague the topic you will present, and our colleague can repair more, and they will have more question. Okay?
That makes a lot of sense. So it also the shyness may also play into lack of preparation.
Yeah, preparation.
So it takes a while to manifest that confidence to be able to ask questions. But over time, that gets a little bit better as they get to know the volunteers.
Yes.
And they feel a little bit more comfortable asking questions.
Yes,
right?
We have so.
Fantastic. Do you have anything else that you'd like to offer about the program here at Ho Chi Minh?
I think I will chat a little bit about them. I know when your volunteer come here, maybe we don't have enough time for welcome, and especially if we don't have enough people, we don't have the president. So this means anybody or some little people can follow you all the time. Can give you more information about our hospital, can give more questions more interesting for you. So that's why I think in future, I will share with another hospital. Another hospital, general hospital is better. And I think when you come here, you will feel more comfortable and more useful. Okay, I hope so. And in future, I will do that.
Yeah. Thank you so much again, Dr. Chung. Thank you so much again, Dr. Nan. And we'll definitely be looking forward to having more volunteers come to the institution.
Yes, we hope so.
Thank you.
Okay. And so